There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, CIAP sisters.
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hey, ladies.
Hey. Jeez. What happened?
I just thought, let me come with the energy, you know?
Whoa,
let's come with the energy. It's your girl Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And it's your girl Jenny from the pod. And unfortunately, Bianca cannot be here today, but join us in sending her all our love, and we hope she comes back soon.
Definitely, definitely. But yeah, guys, thank you for coming back to another episode of She's in the Pod. Yep. We are glad that you are back. How did you find the last episode? So a few of you sent us your Love Island couple predictions and you know what you thought about the whole black girl narrative and all of that.
Very interesting.
So thanks for sending them in. Very, very interesting, actually. It's interesting to hear, you know, people's perspectives.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, thanks guys. Thanks guys. Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Yeah. So today, we have an interesting conversation.
Today.
And do you know
today,
what?
Not today.
I think I might have to put trigger warning because this can actually trigger some people. I know it triggered me when I watched the video and when I read about this topic as well. But we, before we get into that, let's go into our Oh My Pod, which Shade will talk about. Oh My Pod is basically when we talk about like something interesting or shocking that's happened during the week or even before that. It can be random, it can be in time with, you know, what's happening in society, and we basically share them with you guys. I don't know what Shadi's gonna bring, so we'll see.
Let's do it. Right, so this week's Oh My Pod is the whole debate a few weeks ago now, but I still think I want to just unpack it a bit in this episode. The whole debate around women wearing bonnets on Love Island, ZZ Mills was the one that brought this up initially, and she said that she thinks that it should be eased into it should basically be eased. Wow. So you should wear a bonnet, but like ease your partner into it. Don't just kind of wear a bonnet immediately because that could turn him off. So that for me was so problematic, and I just thought, first of all, why is this even a conversation to be had? Why is this even something that we need to hear an opinion on? It is a bloody bonnet. So
you know, right now there's flames in my eyes, my nostrils, my ears.
Sis,
there's just flames everywhere.
Because my thing is, why is it always us that have to do something or not do something so that a man can feel comfortable, so that a man can like us, so that a man can choose us? Why don't we ever talk about what guys should do for us to feel comfortable, for us to like them, for us to desire them? Why is it always us that have got to, you know, hide parts of ourselves or conceal parts of ourselves?
Yeah.
Because we want to make a man feel comfortable. I'm so sorry.
And you know what's even
that angered me.
What's even more silly is that it's a bonnet. Like, we're actually talking about a bonnet.
It's an actual bonnet.
And when you look at what the purpose of a bonnet is, it's to protect your hair. I mean, as far as I know, it's to protect your hair as you're sleeping, right? And also the fact that this conversation came off, you know, watching what's her name, Kaz on Love Island, wearing her bonnet freely. She was wearing different colours, and it's like, oh my gosh, cool. Exactly. I want to have that colour.
She loved
she's
it.
She's matching with like her pajama set.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I loved that for her.
Is it that uncomfortable for people to watch her switching into a bonnet before going to bed as you would normally? Is it,
can you imagine? To be a whole conversation? Because I promise you, even if she eased it in, Toby still was not going to want her.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Love Island, for those of you that don't know who we're talking about.
It's not that deep.
I just think it's so problematic.
It's very problematic. And I feel like the more black women are policed like this, I mean, fair enough, if that's what you want to do, you do that. But knowing the fact that you have a big platform, and you're throwing around this notion, and I know like some people, and she said it herself, like, oh, it's my opinion, and you are more than welcome to have your opinion, but I think there has to be a level of responsibility when you have such platforms, especially when you yourself, you're a black woman too, right? And now you're saying, oh, I think that women should ease their way into showcasing their bonnet to their other half or to someone that they're dating. It's very problematic, and I'm sure that's something that we want to teach our younger girls. And another thing that really irritated me about that, you know, I think there was somebody else who had that same view, was what's her name, Adeola Patron. She had the same view. And again, that's totally fine. That's her opinion. But just going back to Zizi, I think she was saying, like, isn't she allowed to have an opinion on things? And, like, why are people coming for her? I think if you're going to put something, such a statement out there like that, such a controversial statement, don't be surprised when people fire back. Even now thinking about it, I know I said I had flames in my eyes, but now I'm just sad. Like, I'm just sad that it's
is sad when you actually think about it. Like, when you actually deep it, like what she's saying, it is actually really, really sad, because what we're saying is that we need to hide parts of identity to feel accepted, to feel liked. We can't be ourselves because we want to be accepting of a man, and that's so damaging when you actually look into it. Because it's just like, okay, first it will be the bonnet, then it will be, oh, don't even show him your you taking off your wig, don't even show him your natural hair, because he's going to be scared, he doesn't understand what natural hair is. Like, it's wild to me that, you know, these are the kind of conversations we're having in 2021, for God's sake, when we all know that black women wear wigs, we all know that our hair is not like our white counterparts, so it's not going to be long and silky where they can sleep just like that with it, because we have edges to protect, and our hair texture is not like that. Crazy to me that we're still having to do this.
And I think, like, obviously, like, I'm not stupid. If you're, like, you know, in the beginning stages of dating someone, or if you're, even if you're hooking up with someone, right, obviously you want to present yourself in the best way. Look at how Kaz presented herself wearing that bonnet. It's not like she had it all riggedy higgity haggedy, right? Exactly. She had like different colors, she made it stylish, she did like matching sets. Like, saying, like, you know, don't present your best self, but for you to say don't wear a bonnet, or women should ease into it. As if
that you don't scare a guy
as if
off.
It's going to be a heartbreak if a man was to see.
If that's really the make or break in my relationship, a bonnet, then I don't want it. I don't want the relationship then, because clearly it's not strong enough if a bonnet is what's going to break it apart.
Yeah.
So it's just really damaging.
Actually care about this. I mean, I would love to
loads of tweets. Honestly, guys, let us know. But I did see loads of responses to that, saying that, guys saying, I have cousins and sisters and mums, and I see women in the bonnet all the time, like, it's pretty normal. Like, a lot of guys just, like, it's not that deep.
Yeah,
and it isn't that deep.
It's not.
It really
that deep.
Isn't.
But yeah, man, that is very surprising to see. People had such thoughts and opinions, but each to their own.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Okay. Honestly.
So
yeah.
Going into our main topic. This is also a heavy one. Like I said, listen, this is going to be a triggering episode for a lot of people. I know it triggered me when I was looking at the topic. But it's actually, I was watching this video that came out a couple of days ago. It's an episode of Hot Desk. I don't know if you guys are aware of it. It's like, I think it's under the umbrella of Central, you know, like Backchat production, those type of people.
Yeah.
So they do like weekly short talks. And in this particular episode, it was Azriah, Lucas, I forgot the other guy's name, and Lani or something. I forgot their name. But the topic, this is what really, you know, hooked me on. The topic was women over 30, are they expired? Now, even that question in itself, are women over 30 expired, just really threw me off, because it's like, obviously, I know. I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was, obviously, I know that women, we have our quote-unquote biological clock, right? Not quote-unquote, that's a fact. It's a fact, you know, we've got a biological clock. So it's like, are men looking at us thinking like, listen, this girl's going to expire soon, depending on what age they're at?
It's crazy.
So like, what do you think? I know I sent it to you earlier on, you might not have watched the whole thing, but what do you think about, like, you know, what are your thoughts around women over 30 or even approaching 30? Like, there's even that discussion as well. Are they becoming expired? Is our value, like, decreased after a certain age?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's so, I think even me, I've had to unlearn some things and relearn some things. I think that this generation is completely different to our parents' generation. So in our parents' generation, you go to uni, graduate, the next thing is marriage. You get a job, and then next thing is marriage. That's the timeline that everyone kind of expects. And so that would, you know, happen by, what, 24, 25? And they'll probably even finish having all their children before 27. But that was then. And I feel like now life has absolutely changed. And I've even learned to kind of change that mindset.
Yeah.
To understand that actually, we're in different times now. So, you know, I don't think, of course your value doesn't diminish after 30. What? No. People even say your 30s are better than your
20s.
Because it's like your 20s, but with more money, more security, more confidence.
You know
yourself more, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have to ask, what do you tie your value in as a woman?
Is it tied directly to just having kids and getting married, or are there other factors to you that make you valuable as well?
Exactly. Like, what is it that, what are you placing your value in? If your value is in having a secure job, and you don't have that secure job by the 30 mark, then you will feel like, you know, you haven't, less valued, or, you know, like, whatever. But actually, no, your value is not tied to that.
I
just think it's, what do you think?
Because I do agree with everything that you're saying, and just that last bit that you touched on around, there are so many, like, women plus 30 who are doing just excellently. I mean, you've got, like, Toni Tone, you've got Brini Lee, who's recently turned 30, you've got Patricia Bright. Like, obviously they're all at different stages of their lives, but that's what I love. Like, they're all at different stages that you can relate to, whether it's being married with kids, whether it's not being married with kids but having a successful career. Like, it really just depends. But for me personally, I feel like I still am. I won't sit here and say that I've completely, that I don't have that habit of thinking of kind of associating my goals with age. So I know, like, for
that's something I had to unlearn.
Yeah, like,
100%.
I was like, you know, I need to get a job as soon as I come out of uni. I need to do that, I need to do this. And, you know, for the most part, I done it, but it was like me really overworking myself, not having the time out. Like, I remember when I finished uni, I only had a week before I started my new job. I've never had that break. This is apart from like being in sixth form and like secondary school. You know, we have that summer vacation, you got your half term, all that kind of stuff. That stopped as soon as I finished uni. It was bang, 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 bang. Till now, I'm still working. But it's because it's like I almost felt like I was in a race against time. Oh, I need to do this. I need to do that. Even the whole thing around like when you want to be married. Like, I swear to you, my age goalpost keeps getting pushed further and further back, right?
Sis, honestly, because when we were in school, I'm sure I said like, I think I said 24.
Yeah,
the same age as my mum. Yeah, I just always kind of compared to my mum. I was like, oh yeah, by 24, by 25.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, it's just like you said, time is different. Like, it, you know, it's so much harder to get jobs. There's so much competition. Even just like meeting people, like obviously the pandemic, like there's so many different factors. But I do feel like as much as, you know, we want to advocate for, you know, and say that, you know, women are so much more than just like their age, and, you know, their value doesn't just decrease after 30. In fact, for some, as we see, as we have seen, like it actually increases. I do feel like, you know, I personally am still a bit realistic around my age and how I set out my goals, for example. So I know that, you know, at a certain age, my eggs are gonna, what they're going, like there's nothing I can do about it. Like, that's the thing.
It's almost a race against biology. Inspirational
words that I can, but it's going as we speak.
Biology is biology. Oh my god. Do you know, I think I saw somewhere that it's after the age of, is it 26 or something, they begin to like half. It was just really scary, basically. I was just like, whoa, I see why people freeze their eggs.
And it's like, but even then, freezing the eggs, it's not accessible to everyone, because can you imagine, I didn't even know you have to
it's
pay,
expensive.
You have to basically pay rent to keep your eggs in the fridge. Right. So it's like, I still am realistic about like that area. I'm also realistic around like job and maybe some goals that I have, like buying a house. You can buy a house at any age, obviously, but obviously once you, I don't know if you're like married with kids, like there's so many responsibilities, there's everything, right?
Yeah.
So, but I do, I think it's very toxic for people to make that kind of statement, especially I know it does come a lot from men, unfortunately. And they are unfortunately at an advantage to an extent, because even though, you know, men have like an unlimited overflow of sperm, the quality as you get older, and that's this is a fact, it's a scientific fact, a biological fact. As you get older, yes, the swimmers, they keep swimming, but they might swim a bit slower, or they might go into a different direction and not, you know, the quality decreases. So it's not just the women, you know, we don't just like malfunction. We're not the only people that, you know, so essentially true. Do that. So
that are affected. It's so true. And I think that's why after the whole 30 mark, women do get, in the context of marriage and get and wanting to get married, women do get a lot more, for lack of a better word, desperate, because it's just like, oh, let me just kind of find that person so that I can start making these babies, so that I can settle down, because time is really not on my side.
Yeah. But, you know, you have to do whatever you do, whatever age you're at, you have to do what makes you, you know, what makes you happy. Now, granted, what makes you happy might be having kids and you might not have found that person. But you don't want to force yourself into something and regret the person that you had a baby with, or like, you know, that kind of stuff. So you really have to try and balance it out. We don't always get what we want at the right time, not to say you will never get it, but it's really, you know, trusting in God, trusting, like, you know, having faith that it will happen at the right time.
Absolutely.
So like, you know, try not to listen to like all those naysayers, especially Kevin Samuels, who said when women hit 30, they're in the danger zone. Like, what the... Okay, I don't want to swear, but what the frick do you
what
mean?
The actual frick? No, what do you honestly mean? What the actual frick? What the frick?
What do you because mean? Because
that's so annoying. Like, what does that mean? And it's comments like that that will make women feel less valuable.
Yeah.
After the 30 mark, because you have these people in high places saying rubbish like that.
Mm. No, definitely. Definitely. So I wouldn't. It's just ridiculous. Even entertain that. But quick question. So obviously you've already made it known on the podcast and like stuff. You know, being in a relationship, do you feel like? Do you feel like, you know, obviously as a woman having that quote unquote biological clock? In fact, do you know what? I don't even like that statement anymore. I just want to change it to something else because that pressure is too much.
It just adds pressure. It is pressure.
But
time
is ticking, like a ticking bomb. But just like knowing that obviously at a certain age, you know, it will be harder for, you know, you to have kids if you haven't done so already. And I know that's something that you really want to have at some point and have kids. Like, does that impact your decisions in a relationship? Like, in a sense of, like, do you now think, okay, I need to have kids at this point in time or do this? And, you know, does that affect anything?
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. I wouldn't say it necessarily affects anything, but I definitely think about it. So, like, I definitely think about, you know, timelines, and also I'm quite career focused as well, so
yeah.
I kind of think about everything. So for me, I mean, my plan is to, God's plan is of course God's plan, and God's plan is the one that will prevail at the end of the day. But I mean, for me, it would be nice to, as soon as I get married, have all my kids and then refocus back on my career, because naturally your career will kind of take a halt as a woman. It will, but it would be good to kind of get to a good place in my career, have my children, and then kind of continue that afterwards, like take like a bit of a break. But I don't think it affects anything.
Is that is that influence? So let's say, okay, you know, you want to get married, you want to have kids, but in terms of like when you want to do all of that stuff, is that influenced by the fact that, you know, I don't know, if you have kids in like your mid late 30s and stuff, like it will make it a bit harder. Like, do you ever think that?
So not as much, you know.
Okay.
Not as much. I have previously, I think, because I'm in a relationship now, I'm a bit more at ease.
Okay, so
I'm just like, okay.
You're like, you're relaxed. You're like, I'm good.
I'm just like, do you know what? At least I know I will have the children soon type thing.
Yes, yeah.
But I feel like maybe if I wasn't in that headspace where I'm just like, oh, the next step is marriage type thing, it would be. I think it's on every woman's mind. We can't pretend and say it's not.
Yeah. No.
You know, we can't pretend. Like, it's just one of those things. It's like your periods. You think about your periods every month. It's part of it.
Yeah.
You know, our body changes so much as well as we get older as women. So it's just part of it. But
yeah.
I don't want it to be a case where that whole biological clock thing and all of that puts unnecessary pressure.
Yeah.
Because God still does miracles, and you can have children at 40.
You can have children at 50. You can.
But
do you know what? In that episode I was talking about, I think it was Lucas. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how old he is, but I know he's in his 30s. And he was kind of like saying that, not that he regrets it, but that he would have liked to have kids a bit earlier so that, what did he say? So that he can still run around like with his kids. Like, you know how some people say they want to be young parents?
Yes.
So there's that. But for me personally, I feel like maybe now, not so much, because again, I feel like I'm still young. Even if I was to be with someone, I probably wouldn't want to get married at this present moment in time. But I am very aware that...
But it's all about mindset as well,
isn't it?
It's all about... Yeah.
But I think, obviously... 100%. Do you know what it is, yeah? Maybe... Well, my birthday's in, like, 2 months' time. Maybe once I tip into the over 25s, yeah? What, late 20s, right? Oh, my God. Once I go into the late 20s, it might just click in my head like, oh, Jennifer, you need to hurry up. But, you know, jokes aside, another thing that I want to point out is that what a lot of people, and I think a lot of men also need to understand, because clearly they did not listen in their biology class or whatnot, is that even if you are young, not everybody has an easy ride having children. okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so many, like, celebs have, like, spoken about it, which I think is amazing, because I think the notion is that, and which is true, you are at your most fertile in, like, your 20s, early 30s, right? That's your most fertile. But there are, there are some women and men who struggle to have kids for whatever reason. Yeah. So don't think that just because you're young that you're, you know, that you're exempt. I feel like there's so many other factors that people need to think about, which is why, again, I don't agree with the fact that at 30 you expire. No, you could. I don't want to say that, but it's like, it really, there's no age limit that you can place on that.
There isn't. It's society that tells you that there's an age limit to get a house. Like, for me, I was so adamant about getting my house before 25. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Now, I genuinely could not care less.
Mm.
And I think because I have a plan as to, you know, when, what I want, the type of property I want to get, all of that, the when doesn't bother me, because actually, why do I need to have it by a certain age?
Exactly.
I don't actually need to at all. Yeah. I don't need to, you know, get into something that I know I may not actually be ready for right now.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's just about having that balance. It's having that balance.
Absolutely.
Knowing that, yes, time, you know, time is ticking. That's the reality. Time is ticking, not just biological, but just in all areas of life. But also, you know, doing things at your own pace. And I feel like women do have it a lot more harder than on men. I think there's definitely double standards in, you know, generally in just whatever that we do. I feel like men who have this type of viewpoint need to really educate themselves and look at when they expire as well, because, you know,
exactly.
The ownership isn't just on us, it's also on you too. Yeah. And we need to, it almost shows a lack of respect. I feel like that statement shows a lack of respect towards women, and, you know, we are capable of so much more things than just bearing children. You know, also spoke about, like, looks as well, like women looking older, and it's like, well, that's part of growing.
What about men?
And men as well, like, you know, you see people in their early 30s forming, you know, pot bellies, and it's like, hello. Should we go into our
interesting journey?
She's all that for today.
Let's go into it.
Okay, so
who have we got?
As you know, I'm in the healthcare. And, you know, a person I've really been following is a, she is a master's physician associate student. Her name is Eleni, and she does a series on Instagram where she interviews people from different healthcare backgrounds, different health professionals. She interviewed me recently as well, and I just got, you know, to speaking to her, and I really love that, you know, young people especially who are going into these type of careers are, you know, using technology, using social media to shine a light on it. I think that's excellent. Yeah. It's not something that, I think it's something that we are, I feel privileged to have access to. So she's doing amazing stuff, especially working during this time. Look, guys, I know things are easing up, but a lot of hospitals are still at their brink of, you know, capacity. You know, there's still a lot of infections, like, we need to bear that in mind. And she's there day and night just kind of working her ass off, so I really wanted to shout her off. So you are our She's All That girl.
Amazing. Oh, lovely. Absolutely love it.
Cool,
keep doing what you're doing, sis. But so I mean, let's go into the second half. So do you feel like you're in your prime? Do I feel like what's your prime? Your prime means like your best years, right? Like
my
best years.
I feel like I'm in my prime period, like I'm in my prime, like, segment.
Okay.
And I say this because obviously, like, not obviously, but for me, like, career-wise, I'm making those steps to kind of go into, I'm already in a senior role, but even going into much more senior role. And it's like,
senior role.
When love I, it. Like, I never really would have thought about doing all these things, like, when I was younger. So having that confidence, I feel like, enables me to have, like, my prime moments and things like that. I think, you know, yes, I might, I might not be in a relationship, but for me, what I'm more focused on is, like, my career, getting my money up, living my best life as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And you don't have to be in a relationship to be in within your prime.
You do not.
We need to detach the relationship's life from you living your best life and being in your prime, and that's exactly. the two don't necessarily correlate.
Exactly. And it's like, this is the time where I feel like, I don't know, like, there's a part of my brain that's just been expanded. Like, I'm just able to, as Kylie Jenner would say, I've realized a lot of things, right? I've realized a lot of things. So I feel like I'm just more mature enough to kind of, like, navigate life and, you know, take things more seriously and just kind of dive into the deep end more compared to how I was in my much earlier 20s and teens. What about you?
Yeah, no, I love that. I would say so similar, because I was going to say absolutely not. Like, my best days are ahead.
Mm.
But I really like what you said about being in my prime season, because I definitely feel like...
Yeah, you are.
I'm finally stepping into, you know, the journey that I've envisioned my life to go on.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm finally kind of stepping into that. So I think the job was a big one for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you wanted something for so long, you've envisioned... you kind of getting into this role and progressing and really building your career in this avenue, I feel like, you know, I'm there, I'm getting there, and I'm going to continue thriving, and I'm going to continue using my past mistakes to build upon, you know, this experience that I have now and really just learn and grow from that. So, yeah, it's exciting. No, I love that. It really, really is exciting. I feel like, yeah, I'm definitely... I love what you said about you're in your prime years, like you're in your prime season, and it'll continue to get better.
It will actually continue to get better. No, I love that. So do you feel like age, because I know, just going back to the topics we were talking about, so is age, like, is it important in a relationship? So, like, for example, would you, I know you're in a relationship right now, but, like, what do you think about women dating, or men dating younger, or women dating younger, or, you know, dating older, that kind of thing? Do you think that should be a factor at all?
No, I just think date who you want. Like, date who, you know, you feel aligns with your values and your goals. I don't think age is that important. I think when you're younger, so when you're, like, below maybe 18, it's obviously a bigger factor, because a 20 and a 29-year-old are in completely different places. Yeah. An 18 and a 26-year-old are completely two different places. But then if you take that same age gap and do, you know, 27 and 35, for example, doesn't sound as bad. Do you get it? So I think as you get older, it's I don't think it really matters. And it's really just down to preference. Some guys prefer, like with Sam, he wanted someone around his age. He doesn't like the whole idea of dating someone who's a lot younger than you. But some guys really want that. They want a girl who is, like,
fresh,
literally, as they say.
Yeah.
Don't know what that means, but a girl that's, like, fresh, maybe straight out of uni. And that's their own prerogative and their own preference. I don't know. I don't think it's that.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Important.
I think, again, that's some of, that's one of the things that I have to unlearn. I am starting to unlearn. I used to be so, it's not even against, but it's almost like, in a way, it's almost like you get the ick, like the thought of dating someone younger than you. You know, again, because I would think, and the reason for that is because I would think, okay, they have a much younger mindset. like, you know, they're not on my level of thinking, that kind of stuff. So I would, and then, but then as you get older, you realize even the people who, some of the guys our age, like, they are still childish as hell. Like, they're doing stupid stuff. Or even, like, older, even older guys as well, they act like they're still in their teens. So really, it doesn't necessarily matter. I think, you know, my preference would be no more than 2 years below. That's for younger. That's just my preference. But I think what's really good is, like, you see examples of, you know, people who have, like, unconventional age differences, whether it's older or younger, who are just thriving. So it really shows you that it's about mindset, and it's about, like, if you guys are compatible and aligned, that, you know, age shouldn't even matter at all. But absolutely. like you were saying before, there are some guys who prefer, you know, fresh meat, and also there are some women who feel like, you know, they need to date a way older guy, you know, who quote unquote is successful and that kind of stuff. And not all older guys
exactly, because they want that security.
They want that security.
This is it. Not all older guys are like, not all older guys are as successful as you think. You know, because they're mid-30s doesn't mean that they have it all together. Some guys in their mid-30s don't really know what career path they're on. What they're doing.
So, it's
so
just...
this is what I mean. It's down to your values and the person. You know?
Yeah, definitely. You know? I think age for some... I suppose with age, because it's something that never... You know, your age doesn't change, right? Because it's something that doesn't change, and it's something that we're also aware of, we tend to make all of our decisions based on that, which is really unfortunate in some extent, because that's how you miss opportunities, that's how you, you know, make wrong decisions, some right decisions. I mean, it's about having that balance. Yes, be aware of it, but don't let it, you know, dictate, you know, what you can, what you can't do.
So, I mean, just to round up then, in terms of, like, the pressure for women, I think we've even touched on this before in previous episodes. So, please go and listen to our previous episodes, ladies, where we've touched upon, you know, these kind of pressures. But anything that you've kind of learned recently about really just being okay with being okay with yourself and your age and the stage you're at? Because, you know, there's that pressure, especially when you've got the biological clock, etc., and all of this external pressures as well. You know, what are the advice? Even things like, do you know what just came into my head? Forbes 30 under 30.
Oh, that, yeah, that as well. That's a
subtle pressure, because then it makes you think, oh, how come it's spotlighted? How come successful people under 30 are spotlighted? Does that then mean if I peak in my success at 35, that I'm not as valuable or it's not as good as someone who, you know?
It's so strange. Because
it's little things like that. It really does put pressure.
Some of the most successful people peaked, like, in their 40s, 50s. Look at KFC.
Absolutely.
What, the founder of KFC, wasn't it in his 80s or something like that?
Yeah, girl.
But, like, in terms of advice that I would... you know, give, and this I guess it's something that I apply to myself. I always say this: put your blinkers on. I don't say you obviously have tunnel vision at certain points, but you know keep to your goals and your plans and to your own pace. Yes, it's natural to be aware of, like, what's happening in society, the changes, age, obviously, your own physical abilities. Yes, it's natural to think about that, but don't solely base your life around that, because you don't want to live with regrets. And I think that, you know, just remember that you're not the only person that's kind of going through that pressure or that anxiety as well. And I feel at peace knowing that, and or seeing, like, people like Toni Tone or Brini Lee, you know, living their best life, and I can see, and they openly speak about, like, I don't want to have kids right now, I want to do this, I want to do that, and it's, there's no like ifs and buts, there's nothing, they just know it is what it is, and they know what they want, and they're happy and content. This is, you aren't looking at people who, you know, feel a bit remorseful or a bit of regret. Like, no, you're looking at people who actively made that decision. So, you know, surround yourself with those type of people you know, curate your content around such type of people where you don't feel that
Love
pressure
that.
From, you know, people who are getting married at a young age and that kind of stuff. Like if that mm-hmm. specifically triggers you.
That would be my advice. Love that, Jen.
What about you?
Absolutely love that. So I love what you said about curating the content you want to see, because my friend actually taught me that you can basically choose what comes up on your explore page.
Yeah.
And you do that by, if something comes up that you don't like, you can actually click the three dots and click I don't like to see this, or I don't want to see this type of content.
Yeah.
And then it will start to, you know, use the algorithm to then choose what you want to see. And I do that a lot.
Yeah,
because if I see something that triggers me, I will unlike it. Mm-hmm. I will say that I don't want to see this, and you can do that too. Because we talk about social media all the time, but it really does have such a huge impact on how we all operate, on how we feel. Mm. You know, so I definitely think do that. And taking the pressure off, I think is listening to people who are at similar stages in their lives and just hearing their experiences and stories. So mm-hmm. that's why I really loved that you mentioned Toni Tone and Brini Lee, etc., because they are women who are, you know, thriving in their 30s. I think Brini actually just turned 30. So you know, there's so many people out there that are content with the stage that they're at. Mm-hmm. Listen to them. Remind yourself of the good things you're doing, you mm-hmm. know. Keep a journal, gratitude book, and just keep setting goals. Keep yeah. setting goals and just work on you. That's what I would say. Work on you. Be mm. the best version of you. So I know it sounds so cliche, but honestly, it really does work. Like, when you start putting yourself first and you see the difference and you start thriving in your career and yeah. your finances and your business, you're just like, rah.
Yeah. Is that me?
I have a potential, you know, in it. Yeah. You'll surprise yourself.
Yeah. No, definitely.
You really will. Oh,
I really like this episode. That was good.
It was amazing, as always. But yeah, guys, thanks for listening. See you in 2 weeks. But before that, please leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. It really helps to, you know, spread the word about She's in a Pod. And thank you for all the support so far.
Oh, yeah,
honestly.
Thank you so much. Oh.
We love it. We appreciate you guys so much. Mm-hmm. And yeah. You know, right, some great things are coming soon.
Yeah, so keep an eye out.
Absolutely. Peace out.
Bye, guys.